Okay, well, this is the January 3rd meeting of the Elections Committee, and it is at 5:35 Pacific time. So, Susan, can you call the...
Absolutely. Okay, Teresa Allen.
Present.
Christina Avalos. Violetta Diamond.
Here.
I saw. Yeah, there you are. Jack DePalma.
Here I am.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Okay. Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Present.
Eric Jacobson. Avalia Jones.
Yeah, she has to excuse absence, I think.
So we'll come back to that. Lily Kimura.
Here.
John Kelly McPherson.
Indeed, I am.
Thank you. Myla Reason.
I think she has a program going, so she might come on later.
Half an hour late.
Okay, great. Sean Rose.
I am here.
And Minerva Sanders.
I'm here.
Akio Tanaka.
Here.
Carol Wolfley.
I'm here.
Susan Young. I'm here. We have only three missing at the moment. Go ahead, okay. Mr. Chair.
Good up. So if everybody looks at that, the basic, thing on the agenda is to look at the motion to term that the PNB voted to 3 years, and we'll give a reason for that. And then we'll go through recommendations that were made by the committee over the past few meetings. And we'll go through everybody can, you know, conditions or additions to that. And what's that done, we'll pass that on to the PNB and the next elections committee so they can be wired and reworked.
Then, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
At the previous committee meeting, I was trying to move that we have a group formed that was not necessarily restricted just to committee members to come up with more to add to that list.
Right.
I was forced to step away because I was in the emergency room, and when I got back, the meeting had been shut down.
Right. Okay.
Without addressing it.
Right. So that we go through the at least the main points that we. You know, we can add to that. So that's the whole point of this segment, is that once we put down the initial core recommendations, then we'll be open to adding or editing any other recommendations. And we'll try to get as, you know, short and powerful as we can. So once you get to that section, we welcome the input from everybody to do that. All right. And then there's a couple of things about the NES that we didn't do. So Susan Young came up with two motions that we can consider. And so that is basically the gist of the agenda. So does anybody have any additions or whatever they want to, aside from what Eleanor, of course, just mentioned?
So, Mr. Chair, I have forwarded two sets of minutes for review. And let me just note that those are August 2nd, I think. Let me see. I'm terrible about dates. August 2nd and August 16th. And there's actually an error in August 16th. Sean Kelly McPherson should be shown as attending. So I guess I'll make a motion to adopt the August 2nd and the August 16th minutes with the correction of Sean for attending.
Okay. All right.
Is there any objection? Okay, none.
I'm sorry. I'd like a minute to look over the minutes before I say yes or no, please.
Okay. So any objections to the agenda? Sure, go ahead.
While she's looking at those minutes, can Susan please repeat the corrections that we're making?
Only one correction, and that is to the August 16th minutes, Sean Kelly McPherson should be shown as attending.
As attending.
Okay, thank you.
So any objection to the agenda as presented? Okay. So then let's go to the item motion, which is to PNB decided to make the term of the 2022 years. 2 years in the bylaws. And the second problem is
Aki, we're having trouble hearing you. We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay. Let me put a mic piece and that'll help you help. Hang on.
Can you hear better? Who are you?
Yes.
Okay. So the other thing that that 2 year term does is that it forces us to have an election 3 years in a row, which is the 2023 we just had, 2020, which, you know, impinges on the financial for the 2023 election, we can, first of all, follow the bylaws by having 3 year terms. And also we can avoid having an election in 2025. So those are motivating, thereby's. And so the, hereby is that election committee at PNB reinstate the 3 year terms for the 2023 election. So that's a motion. I think that Cal Wolfrey sent out a fairly extensive chart showing what the implication of changing from a 2 year to 3 year is. Any discussion on this?
Mr. Chair, may I ask that Julie Hewitt has joined us. I asked her if she would,
sure.
Because this matter is going to be going to the PNB, and it would represent a reversal of the position previously taken. And
right.
Julie's paid a lot of attention to it, more than I have, and I hope that she might be able to address why the PNB considered the 2 year in the first place and adopted that position. And I see that you've also got a lot of other hands up.
Okay. Let me go through the hands and let's see what we can do here. Okay. Vanessa, go ahead.
Can we start with Julie?
Yeah. Julie. Okay. Of course. She's here. Sorry. Julie, there's a good, you go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. So this is all very complicated, right? But I think it can boil down to a couple of key things. So, yes, it is true that we are going to wind up holding elections in three straight years in a row, 23, 24, and 25. But it's not because of the length of the terms that we gave, that the PNB gave the people who were elected in 23, and I'll come back to that in a moment. So what we do, you know, just in a nutshell, is we elect We have a 3-year election cycle, and we hold elections in years 1 and 2 and no election in year 3, right? And so we elect half of our LSB, so 9 listener and 3 staff in year 1 of the 3-year cycle, and the other half, 9 more listeners and 3 staff delegates in year 2, and that's the total of 24, right? And then we don't hold elections in year 3. So that's the standard procedure and the standard cycle. And so when we didn't hold elections in 2022 because we didn't have enough money to pay for them, that was year 2 of that 3-year cycle, right? And so, and the bylaws say in its Article 4, Section 3, in that first paragraph, it says that we're supposed to hold elections in years 1 and 2. It's very clear that it's a 3-year cycle and we hold elections in years 1 and years 2. Okay. You know, it also says that, people, you know, when they get elected should be elected for 3-year terms, right? And so that's another place. When we didn't hold elections in 2022, we wound up holding some people over, right? And so that was a problem for a lot of people, right? And we've got some litigation that we have to deal with. And so, the reason why we will hold elections in 2024 and 2025 is because they are years 1 and 2 of the next election cycle, right? The reason that we want to hold, or that we wanted to give the people who ran in 2023 2-year terms instead of 3-year terms is because that put us back on that 3-year cycle. In other words, we screwed up in 2022. And if by giving people who were elected in 2023 2-year terms instead of 3-year terms, that put us back on the normal, cycle and order of business within, the bylaws, right? It did mean that we had to say to the people who won in 2023 that they get 2-year terms. Now, there's a bunch of those folks who were elected in 2023 who effectively, there's no harm to them at all because they were running for the second time. And so in their first term, when they got elected in 2019, they served 3 years through 2022. They got a bonus year in 2023. And then when they ran in 2023, they were reelected. And so now they're getting 2 more years because that's what the PMB said. And so those folks will have served for a total of 6 years, which also means that we're not setting ourselves up for it. So here's the problem. If we give the people who ran in 2023 3-year terms, then what we're doing is we are setting ourselves up to have people who will be on the on LSBs for 7 years. Sorry, I can do 7. If for 7 years, you know, kind of in advance, right? And so that's a problem that we want to avoid. You know, it was the reason we extended people from 2022 into 2023 is because we weren't able to hold elections, right? And we didn't want to necessarily have boards that were half the size, you know, cause it would have been, I think, a little bit chaotic. In any rate, the point is it's too late to change that. So. So the biggest argument, the point I was trying to make there was we were in trouble in 2022 financially. And so the thing to do was to extend people, right? But it was one thing to extend people who were then, you know, that we were in the moment of the problem and to resolve it. I think it's a very different thing to now say, the people who were elected in 2023, excuse me, should serve not just in 2024 and 2025, but that will give them a bonus year in 2026, right? So because that will, at least in the instances where people were running for the second time, that will set them up. And we would be deciding today, not in the midst of a crisis, you know, in 2027 or 2026, of saying, we need those people to stick around, right? I'm hoping, I'm going to knock on wood, I'm going to find some right over there. I'm knocking on wood that we're not going to have any trouble again, and we're going to dig ourselves out of this mess, and, you know, this won't happen again. But anyway, I think that's what I wanted to share, and I'm happy to answer questions if people have it. But thanks.
Let me cover two more people on the side. They have a question too. Vanessa, why don't you go? Vanessa and Arano.
Okay. Thank you, Aki. I appreciate it. I agree with the motion, that the terms should be, 3 years as they always have been, for the logic that you put forth in the email to the committee. I thought that was the right thing to do when the PNB voted on this. I think, Adriana, PNB Director Adriana, was the one who was really making that argument ardently, almost begging the PNB to see the logic of what she was saying, but it just was not recognized at that time. So I see that upon further thought and reflection, other people have come to the same conclusion that we should maintain the 3-year terms. I think that I'm kind of an example of how to handle people who by the 3-year terms would be serving more than the stipulated 6 consecutive years. I've already served 4. I've just been reelected. So instead of serving the 3, I would serve the 2, and then the LSB would appoint somebody else. So you maintain the election cycle without having to hold additional elections. When people reach their 6-year max, that would create a vacancy, and it would be dealt with. Those vacancies would be dealt with the way that vacancies are dealt with by LSBs. Okay. I think the 3-year term is the logical way to proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa.
Point of information.
Sure, Gal. Go ahead. Point of information.
Well, can we possibly screen share the chart that I emailed out? I could try and screen share it, or if anyone can screen share it, I just emailed it to everyone. I think that would help us in our discussion to actually see what it looks like.
Okay. I mean, is there...
Point of information.
Who's that?
Teresa.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa. Point of information.
Actually, Carol, it's not a chart. I wish I could see a chart because I really am having a hard time wrapping my mind around it. But I appreciate you doing the work, but you can't call it a chart. It doesn't look like a chart to me, but thank you.
Well, let me just sort of summarize, because the chart is somewhat complicated. Tell you what basic underlying idea behind the chart is. If you go with the 3-year term, and if you reset the 2 out of 3-year cycle at election year 2023, then it means that all of the 2 out of the 3-year election cycle will continue without any interruption. That's what Carol's chart will show, that it doesn't have any effect on 2 out of the 3-year cycle, except for the fact the 2 out of the 3-year cycle gets that at year 2023 election. That's the only change. And first, violation of the bylaws, there are two things about it. If you go with a 2-year cycle, you've broken the bylaws about the 3-year term. You're breaking the bylaw there. If you go with a 3-year cycle, you're resetting the 2 out of the 3 years, but
that is not, I don't think, is a major bias, but that was my feeling. So that is pretty proposed.
Akio, could you repeat what you're saying? You're breaking up a little bit at the end there, and your point is missed.
Okay. What I meant is that there are two, either way we go, you're going to break the vital. So it's a question of which vital violation is more, you know, that we can live with better. The 2 year, violates a 3 year term right off the bat. Now, the 3 year, extension, what happens is that 2 out of the 3 year election cycle gets reset. So the new cycle begins with the year 2023, the last election. But going forth, we'll continue to, you know, maintain the 2 out of the 3, except they just got reset mainly because of the fact that we didn't have an election in 2022. So the question is, which of the two vital violations is, you know, more, livable with? Is it to reset the 2 out of the 3 year or to go with a 2 year term?
Akio? So,
yes.
My take is that's not, it's only one more year or one less year. It's not all that, but I understand what you said makes perfect sense, which is the less difficult thing to violate or disregard.
Right.
Well said.
Right. Okay. Let me get some. I don't know. You're on the.
Yes, but I'm willing to let the other people. Carol. Carol, is your hand
spoke so far.
A legacy hand, or did you wish to speak?
I wish to share the chart, and the screen sharing has been disabled, Otis, so I don't know if you, Otis, if you're still there, if you can give me permission to screen share, or if someone else, I guess nobody can screen share except the host.
I am co-host. I don't know what the heck to do with that. Otis is having dinner. I'm calling him.
Okay, well, just make me a co-host for a minute.
Hold on a minute, Carol. Otis, I don't know how to screen share. Carol Wolfley has something to screen share. Can you help us?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, Otis is coming to help us.
Okay, I'm gonna send it to Otis.
In the meantime, I don't know. Do you want to say what the point you wanted to make?
Okay. Based on what Carol had said before, I wanted to add one correction that we are, she said something about 7 year terms, and that's not correct. There's a difference between setting up 7 year terms, which, we can't do, and which would clearly be a major bylaw violation. But, there's a difference between that and having someone running in the election, and the election is for a 3 year term, but they've served for 4 years. And they can only fulfill 2 years of the 3 year term, so that if they win, they would be fulfilling 2 years, and then a runner up would be taking their place.
You're basically backing up what Vanessa said, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not aware that I am, but I'm just emphasizing. I have 2 points to make. I've overlooked that one.
Okay.
One of them is we're not setting up 7 year terms. We're just setting up a situation where it's possible, that people might want to run for an additional term and not be able to complete more than 2 years of it. Right. But if that happened, people, it should be clear, made clear when people are running, whether they're able to complete the term, and if not, how much of the term they are able to. That's a factor that the electorate should have clearly in front of them. And right. I think it will be to people's disadvantage if they're not able to run for their full term, but it may not be, you know, disqualifying. That's okay. Basically what I had to say.
Okay, thank you. Susan, go ahead.
Thank you. What I'd like to say, I think I can.
Yeah, let's do that.
It says, host disabled participant screen sharing.
No, it does not.
Otis, I did email you the little chart I wanted to screen share if you can do it.
Otis, if I may interject, when I try to share screen, I get a message, host disabled participant screen sharing. Really?
That's the oh shit option.
Thank you. That's okay. Thanks for your help. Okay, trying again. Okay, and going to pages. Let's see if I can do this.
I'll reserve my comment until after Carol has gone through the chart. How's that?
Susan and Carol?
Okay, can you guys see it?
Yep.
Thank you, Carol. See?
Okay. Very good. All right. So if you look, everybody, where did my chart is, let's see if I can, okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay. Okay, this chart shows how it would work if the terms of those elected in 2024 are confirmed as 3-year terms in alignment with the Pacific.
Your voice gets cut out. I'm not sure why.
Oh, probably because.
Can everybody hear?
I'm screen sharing.
Yes. We can, Aki, I can hear her. Can everybody else?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, so Aki, you're the only person having trouble.
Okay, so I want you to just see the pattern. I want you to understand the pattern because, like, I was, like, going crazy last night, 11 o'clock at night, trying to figure this out. Okay, 2015 and 2016 were election years. 2017, no election. 2018, 2019 were election years. 2020, no election. Now we're going to get into the tricky part, okay? 2021 was an election year, and the people were elected for 3 years, and they took their seats 22, 23, and 24, and then so they term out in 2024. Hold that. Those are the people that are on the board now, some of them. Okay. 2022 was a skipped year due to lack of funds. 2023 was an election year with people elected for either 2024 and 25. And maybe if we stick with the bylaws, the third year, they would term out in 2026 if we follow the bylaws. Okay. Now, 2024, if we go with the same pattern and continue on filling seats, 2024 would be an election year with people serving in 2025, 26, 27 to fill the 2021 seats. 2025 would be a no election year. 2026 would be an election year with 3-year terms. 2027 would be an election year. 2028 would be a no election year. 2029 would be an election year. 2030 would be an election year. 2031 would be a no election year. So the bylaws don't say exactly, oh, you know, they don't say, you know, what year is the election. The bylaws say 2 years, elections, 1 year, no election. And so Aki uses the word reset. What I think Aki is using that word to describe is that we're just moving it forward. We're not adding terms. Now, for me, 2-year terms violates the bylaws regarding term length, and it's a punitive measure against those who are elected. A lot of us worked many, many hours in that election to make sure there was an election, and it's not fair to the people. And there are people who should be serving a 2-year, a 3-year term who will not have the opportunity to serve a 3-year term. And that is discriminatory from my opinion. So, and gives us a certain level of vulnerability. So 2020 and 2022, there were no elections, which was a violation of the bylaws, but we're moving beyond that and we need to put that behind us and get into a regular order. And if you have the 3-year terms, you have 2 years in a row, 2 years, there was some irregularity in the past, which is a little different, but it doesn't discriminate or violate the rights of those elected. So, I hope that we can, you know, think of it just about the pattern. That's all for me.
Okay. Thank you, Gail.
So, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, is it?
Okay. So, thank you. This is first, I think this is a difficult issue. I think everybody framed it right, which is when we screwed up and didn't follow the bylaws required election, lots of things got out of kilter and there was no clear path about how to set things right. Each path had problems with it. This is the same here. So, two problems that I see with going to a 3-year and not holding an election, I guess it would be not held in 2024, right? So my term, we wouldn't hold it for people to start in 2025. My term ends this year. It means there would be no way I could continue to serve on the LSB in 2025 because I would not have the election, the opportunity in my 3rd year to be able to run. So that's one thing. Second thing is Vanessa has talked about how it's relatively straightforward to rotate in the alternates. I disagree with that. The rotating in alternates who came in low on the list is one of the biggest challenges that we face about whether that is a good expression of democracy or not. And essentially, we would be lining up a big set of folks where we would essentially move out the people who were elected higher on the list and move in people who were elected lower on the list. And I think that we'd be in a position, too, where it wasn't clear, what are the people who have the 3-year terms. Is there an overlap with what the elections are happening? Who is clear? Who is not? I don't think there are any easy ways to deal with this. I just think that the two year, and I think both ways have violations of the bylaws. the 2 year makes more sense to me. And I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Okay. Vanessa, go ahead, Vanessa.
Oh, I didn't expect to be called so soon. So yeah, so just responding, to what was just said, it doesn't matter how the to me, it doesn't matter how the vacancies are filled. I know that some people sort of feel strongly about that. At PFW, the vacancies are typically, filled on the runners up list. That's typically what we do. Other people don't agree with that. And they have other methods. The point is, whatever method an LSB uses to fill vacancies, they would use that method to fill vacancies if we stick with the 3 year terms. And for example, using myself again as an example, since my situation applies, the 3 year term would extend me to 7 years, which would violate the bylaws. So after 2 years, I would leave and the LSB would fill the vacancy however they see fit. And the same would happen with the other LSBs throughout the network. The vacancies, we keep the, and I agree with what was said previously as well, that it's not fair to take people ran based on the expectation of serving 3 years if they made that cut. And if they made that cut, they should get their 3 years. And it's not fair to cut their term short, whatever our logic is. And in addition to the fact that we're violating the bylaws again. So again, I think it's an argument for the 3 year terms and to fill the vacancies by whatever method LSBs choose when vacancies arise, such as what we're doing.
Okay.
This is Myla Reason. I just want to announce my presence. And I heard the very end of what I believe Vanessa Dixon Briggs was saying, and I believe she's speaking in favor of the 3 year restoring the 3 year term. And,
Myla? Pardon me? Do you have addition to the this discussion?
Well, I just want to weigh in favor. I didn't hear the whole discussion, but I've been following the issue closely, and I think that I'm speaking in favor of the 3 year restoring the 3 year term. I think that the board really didn't have the authority.
I just want to make one observation about this. You got to remember that the reason that the PFW voted for the 2 year term was because of the ongoing litigation from Ziri Rideau. And so they didn't want to make whatever we decided be subject to that. But since the lawsuit is still pending, this particular motion is premature, that maybe it should be decided upon when that particular lawsuit is settled. And one thing to keep in mind is that this motion can be adopted any time during year 2024. Because the only thing in effect is whether we have an election in 2025 or not. So PNB has a whole year to weigh in, and they can wait for the resolution of the Ziri lawsuit to find out whether 7 year term is vital, legal or not. That will settle that. Then we won't have this debate about whether 7 years is allowed or not, because that's the whole point of that lawsuit.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Was that issue 3 year, 7 year,
go ahead, Jack.
2 year part of that lawsuit? It was not, right? I read the lawsuit.
Yes, it was.
Right? Oh, it was.
Well, thank you. Are we supposed to be discussing legal matters?
Was
Good question. Are we supposed to be discussing legal matters, or would that need to happen in executive session?
Oh, I see. Well, the reason why, well, I was just explaining why the PNB voted for the 2-year term was because of that. And until that's resolved, then I think that there are a lot of, well, both Vanessa and Eleanor expects an opinion, you know, without, you know, thinking that one way interpretation is the right one. Really don't know. So I think that we should, you know, hold off on this motion and let the PNB decide once the legal issues. That is my, that I'll move to do that.
So, Mr. Chair, so that I can understand for the minutes, mm-hmm. are you making a motion to, and there's a note from James Sagerton, and this is a point I was mm-hmm. going to make. It's a correction. Bylaws require that the alternates rotate in. It is not the decision of the LSVs how they wish to fill vacancies. If there are no more alternates, then they elect. So, Mr. Chair, are you making a motion to postpone consideration of this motion until such time as the lawsuit question has been resolved? Aki? Aki's frozen.
Yeah.
If I might be recognized, I'd just like to suggest that we postpone the discussion and not designate a specific time to take it up again.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So there's been a motion to postpone consideration.
Point of order.
Yes.
I think that we have to say some timeline. When we postpone, according to Robert's Rules of Order, because it's nowhere.
I keep missing a count.
Okay. We have to have a timeline with postpone.
How about tabling?
Tabling it kills it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's say before the end of the term.
What term?
Let's say by 2020, when they, 24 to 5. By 2026.
Point of information, please.
Postpone it to no later than 2026.
Point of information, Aki.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Could you explain the
I keep dropping the
that's me. That's my voice haltering. I'm searching for words. That's not Zoom. Can you hear me?
Aki always dropping in and out on his bandwidth. That's what it is.
I can hear you,
Vanessa.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm looking for an explanation of the legal decision that needs to be made before this committee can make a recommendation to the PNB. We're not making a decision. We're just making a recommendation. So what is the legal decision? If someone could provide a bit more clarification about that.
May I be recognized?
Point of something. If we're getting into legal conversations, we have to consider whether these things have to go in executive session. Aki, I think, is having trouble with his connection. I think that is Myla who asked to be recognized.
Yeah. I did. But I agree, Susan. I think that this discussion really should be occurring in executive session.
Somebody else was on the stack. Is that Teresa?
Yes, I asked to be on the stack a little ways back, but.
Sorry, Teresa.
I think that Aki's statement about us making that decision because of the Ziri lawsuit. I think that was his personal opinion. As a member of the board, I heard several, you know, I heard the pros and cons and we made a decision, and I don't remember that anything mentioned about Ziri lawsuit. It's just a quandary. So I don't think this has to be discussed with any references to any lawsuits. I think that, that there are enough arguments, pro and con, just take into consideration our bylaws and our financial situations and the mechanics of our elections coming up. I would like to say one thing about something that Susan Young mentioned. If there is a situation where we are forced to kick several people off because of, you know, maximum number of years may a hit, and contrary to what Vanessa Dixon, I can't remember who what was it said. I don't know if it was Ms. Foreman or who it was it said it. Something like, oh, people have various ways of people stepping up. Bylaws state that using this STV that we have this waiting list, and if someone is deceased or steps off the board for any reason, then the next person is taken. We made a serious mistake in not having some sort of threshold for people on that waiting list, such that somebody at the very, very bottom, if not very many people are running and a lot of people resign for some reason, someone at the very bottom or very close to the bottom could be seated. And this is a problem because how else do the voters say, we don't want this person? There's no way for them to say no other than to not vote for that person. And therefore, they could be sitting on the bottom with only two or three votes, and they would still be on that waiting list. I'm hoping that someday we will pass a bylaws amendment that says if you don't make a certain threshold, let's say at least one third or one half of the votes, then you can't be seated, and we'll go down that waiting list and stop. And at that point, then the board would, if there is a vacancy, would take applications or something for the rest of somebody's term. But that is a problem, and that is a serious situation that we would need to consider if we put ourselves in a situation where a fair number of people would have to be kicked off because they've hit some sort of 6-year threshold. Thank you.
So let me bring up a couple of things, and I see a hand, and I'm not sure if Aki is back with us yet, but James Sagerton put in the chat that there is a legal issue, and I don't know that we should be discussing it here. I think it's something that the PNB perhaps should discuss. I think we've also discussed the fact that does this need to be taken up now? And Aki had recommended postponing. We were in a discussion about postpone, table, postpone to when, whatever. I suggest that we take up the issue of postponing.
Okay.
Is there, okay, Aki's back. Sorry, Aki.
I'm next. May I speak?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead and speak. Aki's muted for a minute.
Okay, first I'd like to ask Mac to mute himself because some background noise has been coming from him at times. Thanks. There seems to be an echo. The NES was asked originally whether the terms would be for 2 years or 3 years, and said that as far as she knew, they were going to be 3-year terms, and people were originally running on the assumption that they would be 3-year terms, and then the PNB voted that they should be 2-year terms. So if we were to change this, we would be changing it back to what the NES had originally said and what the people running were expecting. That's one point. Another point is that anyone who's running in an election who can't fulfill the full amount of the term is running at a disadvantage. As I said, it should be made known to the electorate if somebody is unable to run for the full 3-year term, that this person is running for a 2-year term. And, you know, we do not know who is going to decide to run for re-election or not. And we do not, but we can make sure that people know when they're voting. And it is quite likely that few of those people will be elected. So I don't think, they might not run, A, and two, they might run and not be elected. B, I don't think we're going to have a tsunami of people being swept into the sea at a particular time. But the way the voting system is set up by the bylaws, it's deliberately set up so smaller groups of people can be represented. If you have 1/9 of the electorate with you, you get a seat. And if somebody has 2/9, then if they're running with someone else, then their coalition benefits by that. And if somebody has just a little less than 1/9, then they're become a runner-up, and they may get on for a fraction of a 3-year term. The smaller amounts of people do get their smaller amount of representation instead of always being outvoted, outgunned by the people, the coalitions with large numbers. It is not a bad thing to have runners up coming in to fill vacancies. It's part of seeing that all of the electorate gets some representation. And this boogeyman of people being brought in who had only 2 or 3 votes, I think that's a boogeyman. It's not going to happen. As I said, there's not going to be a tsunami of people who have to leave early. And the people at the top of the runners-up list almost made it onto the board in the first place. They're not just with 2. I think I said everything I meant to.
Sean, point of order.
This is Sean. Okay, thank you so much for recognizing me. Okay, we have a lot of things to get to on this agenda. The issue before us currently is to postpone this or to table it. It's been, some people have put that idea across. Under Robert's rules, if you postpone, you have to set a particular time when you're postponing it to. If you table it, it's left indefinitely. It can be brought back at any time. So I didn't hear a second for tabling. So I've heard.
We don't need a second in committee. So your motion is to table. The clarified motion is to table. Is that correct?
No. It was to postpone with a designated time. Cause if you table it, you kill it.
No, it doesn't. You can bring it off any time. That's what Sean was saying.
Correct.
Bring it off the table any time.
So we need to decide what we want to do here. We're going to postpone to a specific time period or table indefinitely.
This is Myla. May I move to table?
I second that.
Yes. We had motions flipping around. And The original motion was to postpone indefinitely, which is to table. And so I believe the motion that is on the floor right now is the motion. So, Myla, hold.
It's a motion. Order.
Motion to table is what we're considering.
Good.
Okay. So we're considering a motion to table. We don't need a second. Is there discussion? Carol, do you wish to move to amend?
I wish to move to amend to postpone it until, during 2024, so that it be taken up sometime during 2024.
Sean, help. Is that adequately precise?
You want to table it?
No, Carol's moving to amend to postpone until sometime in 2024. Is that sufficiently precise? She's moving to amend.
Well, she's changing it from a table to a postponement. Okay. So if you're saying some undetermined point in 2024?
Yeah.
I guess it could pass.
Sean, would you make it January 2024?
We're in January 2024.
Right now. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're in then December.
Yeah, if the election committee meets all year long, shouldn't it be at the end of the year or the next year, 2025, I guess I'm thinking.
No, because the election, we have to know before then. Let's say
November
2024.
Which one?
July 1st, 2024.
Yeah, that's good.
She has moved to amend. And Aki, I'm going to turn this back to you. I just want to be clear about where we are at this moment, that Carol has moved to amend or replace whatever the current motion with a motion to postpone until July 2024.
July 1st, 2024, she said.
Yeah.
Okay, that's proper. That's in order.
Any objections?
Myla for the stack. Myla for the stack.
Go ahead.
I think I would prefer to table rather than to postpone for a specific date. I think if we table it, we can bring it back at any time. And there's nothing that would stop us There's nothing that would stop us from revisiting this important problem.
Right. Okay.
And we can do it next month or in July, or whenever we can bring it back if we. Pardon me. Can I be heard? Can you hear what I'm saying? Is someone speaking over me?
Go ahead.
So what my argument is that if we table it, there's nothing to stop us from bringing it back during another meeting. And I don't think that we should be bound to a specific date. I think that we're all cognizant of the fact that this must be addressed and that we can reconsider it later if we table it. Thank you.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, let me just clarify. I think what we are doing now is to vote if you want to have a specific date in 2024, you vote for Carol's amendment. If not, you vote against it, and then that's back on the table. Okay, so.
Roll call vote.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm trying to raise my hand. I'm very sorry. Please repeat the choices and the effects of those choices. I'm sorry.
Sure. So the choice is first, we're going to call for a vote on Carol's amendment, which is to postpone to a specific date in 2024. If that fails, we will go to the motion to table, which puts it on the table for an indeterminate period of time, and it can be brought back off. And listener, you are not a part of this committee, so please don't enter into the chat. So I'll take the roll on voting for Carol's amendment. So if you vote for Carol's, we have a specific date in 2024. And if you vote against it, we come back to the main motion, Myla, which is to table.
Request for information.
Yep.
What is the specific date?
July 1st.
Okay, so if you vote yes, it's July 1st, 2024. I'm going down the list. Teresa Allen. Teresa. Next. Christina's not
on. I'm gonna say no.
No. Okay. Violetta.
No.
Jack DePalma.
No. Thank you.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa? Come back to you. Eleanor. Back to you.
I am for coming back to it by July 1st.
Okay, so then you're a yes. Eric. Eric Jacobson. Avelia, I don't think you're on. Okay. Lily.
Yes.
You're yes. Okay. Sean.
Me?
Mac. Yes. Sorry, Mac.
No.
Myla.
Yes.
Sean.
Sean Rhodes says yes.
Says yes. Okay. Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Yes. Aki. I don't hear Aki. I'll come back. Carol Wolfley.
Yes.
Susan Young. No. Okay. Let me come back to those, who we didn't hear from. Vanessa.
I got disconnected. Which motion are we voting on?
Okay. So we've got two choices. If you vote yes right now, we postpone until July 1. If you vote no, that takes us back to tabling for an indefinite period of time. Are you yes for July 1?
I thought it took us back to tabling so we could raise it at any point.
Yeah, if you vote no, that can take us back to tabling.
Which could be raised at any time.
Point of information, I seek information, please.
What is it?
There's a lack of clarity on what we're voting on. At times it has been stated that we would come back on July 1st. At other times you've stated that we would come back sometime up until July 1st. It's very unclear what people are voting on or what people have voted on because you have stated the question in different ways.
And thank you for, okay, Myla, I hear that. I appreciate that you were bringing clarity to this. So I'm going to restate and we will do the vote again. Come back on July 1.
No, that's not the motion. The motion, excuse me, point of order.
Yeah.
The motion is by July 1st.
Okie dokie. So sorry. Shall we go back and vote again? The motion is to come back by July 1. So, apologies, Teresa.
Alan says no.
Okay, Christina Alvos, not there. Violetta.
No.
Jack DePalma.
No, thank you.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
Yes.
Eric Jacobson.
No.
Adelia Jones, I don't think you're on. Lily Kimura.
Yes.
Your yes? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Never was confused. No.
Okay. Myla Reza.
I'm going to support it. I say yes.
Sean Rhodes.
I was never confused. I say yes.
Says yes. Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Aki Tanaka. Aki's still frozen. Carol Wolfley.
Yes, I'm going to phone Aki on my phone and so he can vote.
Okay. And I'm Susan Young and I'm no. So let's see. Six no's. One, two, three, four, five. Five yeses. So if Aki votes yes, we're at a tie.
That was six yeses.
Yes, yeah.
Vote, Aki.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't hear any. My Zoom connection is totally, I can't hear anything.
Okay. Can you tell him how he's voting on?
Sure. Okay, so Aki, what we're voting on is Carol's amendment, and the amendment is to postpone until a time no later than July 1, 2024. Carol, is that correct?
Yes.
Carol, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And Aki, you want to say it one more time?
Yeah. So Carol's motion, which is an amendment, is to postpone consideration of this matter until a time no later than July 1, 2024.
Yes.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes.
Could you also mention to him what happens if this fails?
Okay, so Aki, if this fails, we go back to the main motion, which was to table, which permits us to come back to it at any time. So, and by the way, if you vote yes, it's a tie. And if I'm not mistaken, a tie loses?
Tie loses. But so, Sean said it was six.
It was 6-6. Aki's a tiebreaker. There were six yeses.
One, two, three, four, five.
Be careful, Aki.
Yeah, it is six, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Actually, it's seven no's. And the yeses are one, two, three, four, five, six, I think. And so it would be 7-7.
So it fails no matter how we pass it, votes.
Unless someone who passed changes their...
We no longer have a pass.
Okay, so it fails, right?
Okay.
Well, let him vote. Let him vote.
All right. Let's get this done. Aki, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I vote.
You vote for what?
Vote what?
I'm not sure. The first motion?
Yes, no, we're abstaining.
Vote yes.
That's right. I said yes.
Okay, great. I couldn't hear that. All right. Yes. The motion fails. Okay. Then the motion before us is to table this matter. And if we vote yes, it will be tabled. If we vote no, the whole question is still open. Teresa.
Yes, table.
Do you vote yes to table? Teresa?
Yes, table.
Thank you. Violetta?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman?
No.
Okay. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Abstain? Okay, got it. Lily Kimura?
No.
Okay. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Myla Raisin?
A pass.
Tom Rhodes?
Abstain.
You abstain? Okay. Minerva?
Abstain.
Okay. Aki?
Yes.
You vote yes? Yes. Carol? Carol Wolfley, you're muted.
Sorry, no.
No, okay. Susan, yes. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses.
Susan, I passed.
I'm sorry, there was a pass. Apologies. Myla, what are you going to vote?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, no.
Point of information, did Jack DePalma vote?
Yes, he did.
Yes, okay, he voted yes. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You can't go twice. I say yes, and I say yes.
6, 7. 7 yeses. Please all shut up. Okay. There are 7 yeses. There are 1, 2, 3. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4 noes and 3 abstentions. So it passes.
Could any of the abstentions all right. twice and vote no?
It still doesn't. It still. Please, let's move on. Ooh, Mr. Chair.
Let's go on to the next item.
Table.
Okay. Let's go on to the next item. By the way, Susan?
Yes, sorry.
By Zoom, we only hear like about 20-30% of the audio. So do you mind if you continue on with the items?
Sure.
You know, especially the motion has to do with yours. So could you take over the, running the, cause I keep missing the audio. I cannot hear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, great. So we were going to review recommendations made for improvements. May I request that we take up the motions regarding the NES in advance of reviewing recommendations, which we have seen before? Is there any objection?
Time-wise, it should be done that way.
I don't request your information. Not quite sure about, I didn't understand what you said, Susan.
Okay.
Your last statement?
I'm about to. I'm suggesting that we take up the NES motions before we take up the recommendations for improving the process. Okay. The NES motions are who? They were brought forward by me, and this is an effort to address the fact that we do not have an executive session to discuss the performance of the NES. My first motion is to recommend to the ED that she post and seek proposals for the job of NES using the schedule of activities and budget from the 2023 election for the posting. We don't need a second. Are there questions or discussion?
Question.
Sure.
If we use that budget, don't we run into difficulties in as much as it has no budget line for LESs, which we need to reinstate according to the bylaws?
Yeah, it does not provide for LESs. And I don't know that we can afford LESs. The idea is to be able to post promptly so that we can get competitive proposals rather than having to muddle through the entire year not having an NES. And this budget was the one we were able to afford in a very difficult year. We're unlikely to be able to afford any more than this, and we'll have to work very hard to meet this budget.
And
Milo's back, is that Vanessa?
No, it was Teresa. Vanessa.
Yeah, I raised my hand, but maybe Teresa was speaking. I don't know.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Milo for the staff as well.
I'll go after Milo.
And I raised my hand.
Okay, so the people who are on the stack are, and let's take it in this order, Teresa, Vanessa, Carol, Eleanor, Mila. And I'm sorry, Mila, that I'm not seeing your hand faster. Teresa.
I'm willing to let Mila go before me.
Right. Teresa.
Okay. I just wanted to say that as we are pushing toward as close to all electronic voting as possible, because it's just financially not feasible to do it by mail, that I don't necessarily think that local NESs are necessary. I think moving with the times, that it's just something that has to go. Like, we used to have 4 in-person meetings every time, and that was just cost prohibitive. So I'm willing to say that I think that we ought to go with this budget and move forward. Thank you.
Okay, so there, I'm just sorting out who is next. Is everyone okay that Mila speaks next? Mila, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And I apologize. I'm not used to doing this by phone, and I don't know how to raise my virtual hand, if that's even possible when I phone in. But
just
anyway,
speaking up is good enough.
Great. I am not quite sure about how it seems to me like because we didn't have an LES during our last election, that there were numerous irregularities and very blatant unfairness in the process at KPFK. And perhaps this could be rectified if we had kind of uniform guidelines with respect to how forums, et cetera, would be conducted and undertaken. But they were not in any way fair, in my opinion. And it might be, we might be able to remedy it without having an LES. But I am wondering whether, I think it's important that the executive director go ahead and put out a call for an election supervisor. And I think that doesn't necessarily, even if the budget doesn't include LESs at this point in time, I don't think that posting the job opening would necessarily rule out whether or not to have an LES. We would just be asking for a national election supervisor and making it clear that there may or may not be local election supervisors, and that's something yet to be determined. If that makes any sense.
Okay, so just to be clear, and then I'll get back to the stack, to be clear, putting that budget amount in there would be okay, but the question of whether there are LESs or not and whether that could be afforded is left open. Is that correct, Myla?
Yes, that's what I'm asking, I guess. Is it possible to have it not decided by virtue of passing this particular motion? Does this motion rule out having LESs? I guess that's the question. Because I don't want to rule them out, but I think that there's probably a way to avoid that additional expense. But it was problematic at KPFK not to have a local election supervisor.
If I could respond to that, as I'm the crafter of the motion, and I see that Vanessa and Eleanor both have their hands up. But I have talked with various people about the difficulty of getting proposals, and we needed a dollar amount to be able to put up there to get proposals. And this is what we were able to accomplish. I think the question of whether there are LESs or not is a very important one and merits a lot of consideration. And I think that needs to be the work of the elections committee going forward. But I put this forward as the way to move forward on this without having that issue totally addressed. Okay, back on the stack. Vanessa,
no, wait, hold on a second. You didn't answer my specific question. And the question is, if we pass this motion, yes or no, does it rule out having an LES? That's
no, it does not rule it out.
Thank you.
Okay, Vanessa.
Okay, so the point that Myla made about the importance of having the LESs and the absolute mess throughout the network that occurred without them makes that issue extremely important. I disagree that having a notice that does not make some sort of reference to LESs, it implies that there will only be an NES. And an NES is insufficient. It's too much work for one person. There has to be some involvement at the local level to prevent the sort of mishaps and mistakes and that occurred throughout this last election. So my opinion is that there should be some reference. I don't know how that would be included, but some reference to the importance of including LESs in the process, because without that, just looking at the posting as it is, just asking for an NES, it implies that's all we need, that's all we're going to do, that's how we're going to move forward, and it'll be a mess again without the LESs. There were people at PFW like Minerva who sort of became a de facto LES and who straightened out problems that simply would not have been fixed without the involvement of someone at that level. So I think it's important enough that we need to make some reference to it to make it clear that we need more than an NES.
Hey, Eleanor.
I agree with everything that she just said, and I also want to add to what she just said that there's more than one crucial role that the LESs fulfill was not fulfilled. Was having properly clean lists of who are members and who's staff and who isn't staff and who are the listener members and who, get to vote and who are not members and don't get to vote. And also, another major thing that they do is to help shepherd people through the complicated process for those who are unfamiliar to make sure that people are able to get nominated successfully and get their nominations in and and get onto the ballot. And people were unable to run because of reasons that were beyond their control or because they didn't know the process well enough. They needed the help of an LES, and there wasn't one. So it's extremely important to have LESs in the mix and let people who are looking at the NES as a possible job they're applying for, and have them know that there will be LESs, and so there should be a budget line for that, even if it means that the NES is paid less.
Teresa for the stack.
Carol, I have my hand up.
Sorry. So, apologies. I was asked to remove public and anyone, members of the public. I talked with Otis about it. They are just not talking right now. We'll just leave them there. So I have Carol, Vanessa, and Minerva who all wish to speak.
And Teresa.
I just spoke. I'll put my hand down.
Sorry. So then Minerva, Carol, Teresa.
Yeah, and I just want to say to Myla, you're on a phone. If you hit *9, that raises your hand.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I think this motion is very important, and I appreciate it. To me, the focus of this motion is the budget. It's having, letting us know how much money there is to hire the NES. The timeline for the hiring the NES is very clear. It's coming up. March will be here before we can blink an eye. And so I think the issue of the LES can be worked through. One of my main concerns, having listened to the National Finance Committee last night and hearing, you know, we have stations that are 4 months behind in their tower rent. We have situations where, you know, loans are in default. We have no insurance. So when people think about what they want, you know, I think, you know, we need to think about what we need. And I think what we need is to get as clear lists as we can, because a lot of the work of the LESs has to do with the lists. I think we need to modify the whole nomination process. And yes, you know, we can have some LESs. We need to have clear guidelines for the forums and a structure established for the forums. If we had an organized system for the election in place, it would be a lot easier to fill in some of these other positions. So I know that there was a support person working with the NES this past election, and I think that was really doing a lot of the work that the NESs do. So it was kind of a national NES that we have, and I think we need to really clean up. So I definitely support this motion, and thank you for thinking ahead to the makers of this motion.
Thank you ever so much. The maker is pleased. Okay, Minerva.
Yes, good evening, everyone. And I'm definitely in favor of this motion, because being someone who got involved in the election process to this time, volunteering to help the NES wherever allowed, helped me see that so much of the information that we have for election is so outdated or so confusing that there has to be someone on a local level that people can reach out to, because it's been said the NES cannot do it all. And one person, even with two or three people helping, will not make these elections move smoother. But if we can go ahead now and put things in place and, again, clear up our information, have an LES or someone that's identified, that everyone knows who they are. It's not a PD. It's not whomever, you know, appointed at the station to take on this process. But I think this would really help move the election and make the public feel like they can be engaged, and also allow us to hold candidate forums, which it was extremely hard to try to pull those together. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I've got maybe Teresa. Did you have your hand up?
Yes, I just wanted to say I support this motion. Can I call the question? Since we're beginning to repeat ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. So, shall I repeat the motion as I wrote it? And we may need to add a phrase which says, but the question of an LES has not yet been decided. Would that be sufficient? So the motion I wrote is, recommend to the ED that she post and seek proposals for the job of NES using the schedule of activities and budget from 2023 for the posting, with the caveat that the question of LES, of providing for LESs has not yet been addressed.
Okay.
Teresa, can I make a suggestion, please?
And I'm not Teresa, I'm Susan.
I'm sorry, Susan. My apology. So I would suggest saying something like, it's the expectation that the job of NES will be performed with the support of LESs.
The current budget didn't permit that. And so if we're putting a dollar amount, it's inadequate.
It doesn't say that for example, PFW Minerva stepped in as a volunteer. So there's more than one way for the function of LES to be performed, but it makes it clear that the job of NES requires the support of the LESs.
Point of order.
Yeah. Carol.
I would move to separate the two issues for us to go ahead and have two motions. One motion would be regarding the NESs, the motion as is, Susan, that you have brought up, and to separate out the LES motion.
All right. Is that adequate for everybody to vote on this, or is there an objection to Carol's solution?
Objection. If we're posting a position and people are looking to see what does this position consist of, it is necessary to state you will be assisted by five LESs. That's important. Can't be left out. You may be leaving the dollar amount as a question mark, but at least it must be mentioned that there will be LESs.
Well, let me just say that my motion, I will tell you that I think those functions are important, but that there be an LES as defined by the bylaws, I think is, needs review, because I think that the way that elections are described in the bylaws are antiquated, and we need to update those. And it may be that my motion really needs a conversation with the ED rather than moving forward on a posting at this time, where there is really a profound disagreement about the role of the LESs and how that might get paid for or how it is possible. Vanessa.
In this discussion, I really haven't heard, at least to my knowledge, a profound disagreement about the role of the LES. I appreciate the person who had the forethought to raise the issue when they heard the motion, because it does make a really important omission. We just went through a process in the absence of pretty much LESs. I mean, it sort of happened during the process, sort of evolved as in the process of trying to fix the huge mess, the absolute huge mess that was happening. So I agree with the statement that was just made. There doesn't have to be a budgetary implication, but there should be some reference to that the job of NES is performed in conjunction with the LESs, and that has nothing to do with the budget implication.
I'm opposed to that. As the maker of the motion, you can put that forward as an amendment.
Then I put that forward as an amendment.
Okay.
Second.
And Carol, did you have a comment?
Well, there's a motion on the floor. I already made a motion to separate.
Right. Okay.
Sorry. Thank you, Carol, for clarifying that. So there's a motion to separate the main motion that I put forward from a second motion that pertains to the LESs. I guess we're ready for a vote. If you vote yes, we're separating it. If you vote no, then we're coming back to the question of amending the main motion. Is that a correct statement of what our choices are?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll take the roll, and if you're voting yes, we are separating the two issues, and then we can vote on the main motion as it was written. All right, Teresa.
Yes, Teresa? To separate.
You vote yes to separate.
Okay.
Okay, Violetta.
No.
Okay.
No. Jack.
Yes.
Vanessa.
No.
Okay. Eleanor.
I know you just said that, but would you say again what yes means and what no means?
Sure. Yes means that we're separating the emotion as offered from the whole question of LESs. And I think you thought they needed to be merged.
Okay.
So you would be voting no.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eric.
Abstain.
Eric, you still abstain? Okay. Avelia, are you with us? No. Lily.
Yes.
Yes. Sean, Kelly McPherson.
Pass.
Pass. Okie dokie. Milo Reason.
Yes.
Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Minerva.
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. Aki.
Yes.
Carol Wolfley.
Yes.
Susan Young. Yes. There was a pass. That was Sean.
McPherson.
Yes.
You vote yes. Okay. Let me tell you the assets have it, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. 1, 2, 3 noes and 2 abstains. Okay. So the motion passes.
We can go through the main motion.
Right. Hey, Aki, are you able to hear now? Do you want to take the meeting?
Somehow I reset my computer and now it works.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead? So the main motion.
Okay, so let's vote on the main motion. Could you take the vote?
Sure.
Take the vote?
Sure. The main motion is mine, recommend to the ED that she post and seek proposals for the job of NES using the schedule of activities and budget from 2023 for the posting. Teresa.
Alan says yes.
Stina's not here. Violetta.
Yes.
Jack DePalma.
Sorry, yes.
Yes. Vanessa.
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Eleanor.
I'm sorry, repeat.
Okay, so this is voting for the motion that I put forward to begin with, which is to recommend to the ED that she post and seek proposals for the job of NES using the schedule of activities and budget from 2023 for the posting.
Pass.
Okay.
Pass, okay. Eric.
Pass.
Adelia's not there. Lily.
Yes.
Pass?
No. Yes.
Did you say yes? Yes. Sorry. Yes. Okie dokie. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
Okay. Myla Reason.
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Okay. Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Okay. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Carol Wolfley.
Yes.
Susan Young. Yes. We had a pass for Eleanor and a pass for Eric. Eleanor, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Okay. And Eric.
I'll abstain also.
Okay. So it is 10 yeses and 4 abstains.
Okay.
Okay. So it passes. So then the next one is there a motion about LESs, I think, which was what Carol, I think, was bringing forward.
To make it, my hand is raised if I can be recognized.
Yeah, Vanessa, go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you, Aki. I move to include in the job posting for an NES to make reference to the necessity for the NES to work in conjunction with 5 LESs.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
Alan for the stack.
Carol for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess okay. This is Teresa. I suppose we could have LESs that are unpaid. I really think that we should leave this up to the NES to make that decision, especially if we don't have the money. If the NES feels that person can work with just one assistant, I don't want to tie their hands because they're required to find paid. Of course, we're not saying paid at NESs, but local LESs, but I don't think we have the money.
No.
And I'm racking my brain to either try to figure out how to raise money for this by sending letters and say, hey, do you want to contribute to this election? Or somehow cutting our expenses, as I think that it's just cost prohibitive when you think of what we're spending on elections. Thank you.
Okay. Minerva, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I would like to state that even though with this past election, the NES did not have LESs, as it got closer to the time, the different stations were asked, the LSBs were asked to contribute funds to help in making things happen. And I don't see that as being any different than going forward. If you want things to go properly, then, you know, the money will have to come and people have to be advised that they could be asked for these funds unless it's put in the budget for these individuals. And also, I don't see it being that we wouldn't do as was done before, asked if there were people who were willing to volunteer to help. So there are several ways to have LESs, but they are definitely needed. Thank you.
Okay. Kel, go ahead.
I have a special request, and that is I'm seeing that Julie is still here and James Sagerton is still here. I wonder if it's possible to have just hear what they have to say about this as members, as the chair of the National Board and the National Finance Committee. I would like to hear their opinions about whether or not they think there will be money for LESs.
Well, James or Julie?
Julie's there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a great question. And it's an important one because you know, what you don't want to do is put requirements on people that, you know, when there's no way to pay for them, right? That's a really hard thing to do. One thing we could do is, you know, make the stations pay for them. I am optimistic that we're going to dig ourselves out of the hole that we're in, but it's still going to take a while, you know? And so that's the sense in which, you know, I think what we need to do financially really is get out from under the debt that we have. And then start investing in ourselves, and then, you know, things will be better. I mean, I think if we just invest in ourselves, right? And there's obvious things we can do to invest in ourselves, which are things like, when you send thank you notes to people, they're more likely to give you more money, right? And so, you know, we could set up a system where we are actively thanking people who are donating to us. That doesn't always happen, right? So, you know, I could go on, but, and I'm getting off the basic topic here, but, you know, okay. It's why I remain optimistic.
Good. Well, let's finish it off with the two people on the stack right now. So Vanessa and then James after that, and we can go to a vote.
Okay. So there's no budgetary implication in the motion. The motion could even be amended to say that the LESs can be utilized on a volunteer basis. There is no budgetary implication. So all we're saying, I think it's too important a decision for the next NES, whoever that person may be, to leave it up to that person to determine whether they believe they will need LESs and at what point in the process they may or may not figure that out. We just went through this. We just went through it. And the NES originally had an assistant, and that was helpful, not even initially. But eventually there was an assistant, and that was helpful. And then eventually that wasn't enough either. There was a mess network wide with the election, which was not resolved and not even completely, but didn't even begin to really be resolved until the LESs, de facto, such as Minerva at PFW, there had to be that involvement. It's too important. The elections are too important to leave it up to the discretion of an NES to say, yeah, I think I need an LESs. We know that to be the case. From experience, we know that to be the case. So, the matter of the budget is irrelevant because we're not saying that the LESs have to be paid. And again, the motion could be amended to say that the LESs could serve on a volunteer basis, but there needs to be reference to the fact that they are required by the NES as part of the process.
Okay. Thank you. James, go ahead.
Thank you, Aki.
several points. First, to Julie's point about sending thank yous to people rather than perhaps paying LESs. I couldn't agree more with that. Charity Navigator says that if you simply send a thank you with nothing else, you will increase your income from donations by 10%. So that's a good idea. As far as paying LESs, I think it's probably going to be impossible unless, you know, something major happens, like, you know, a huge donation or a large bequest. Right now, I would say it would be out of our ability to afford LESs. I think you also have to consider the report from the NES in the last election where the NES said that LESs actually were a burden at times to her and caused her work to take longer and therefore cost Pacifica more because a lot of her time was spent training them and then fixing their errors, which would seem to not, doesn't mean you shouldn't have any LESs, but it might mean that you could have LESs that were trained or you could try to use the same people over and over again so that they would learn how to do it and not need to learn from the beginning each time. One other point about the schedule. One of the problems with the election that we had last time was the nominating process. And I think that's one of the things that Vanessa has been very concerned about. And part of the problem with that is that the election was truncated. We had a short schedule because we were in a hurry to do it and because we were trying to save money. So I would suggest that it might be a problem if we continue with the same kind of election and having the same schedule. Maybe we'll learn and get used to it. But another possible solution is one of the places where we had major problems in the election was the nominating process. Years ago, the nominating process was you got a petition and you got 15 signatures on your petition.
We're going off topic of it, but
both sides of the aisle, and they had everybody signed everybody else's petition. So it just became a joke. It was a hurdle. It was an exercise. And now it's become complex and burdensome, and it's an extra expense in the elections. If we just went to plain self-nomination and let the voters sort out who they want to have, we could avoid that whole area of confusion and burden and expense for Pacifica. So that's another idea.
Good. Thank you. Okay, Susan, I'm going to take a vote now from the...
Sure. So the vote is yes for Vanessa's motion, include in the job posting to make reference to NES. Include in the job posting a reference to the NES to work in conjunction with five LESs.
Okay, so
I'll take the vote. Teresa?
I say no.
No. Okay, Violetta?
Yes.
Jack DePalma? Jack, you awake?
Yeah.
Coming back to him.
I'm sorry.
Vanessa?
I think I'm still in.
I'm sorry. I think Jack is trying to answer.
Yes, I am here. Are we voting?
Yes, we are.
And the vote again, please.
Okay. So the vote is Vanessa's motion. Include in the job posting a reference to the NES working in conjunction with five LESs.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary. No, thank you.
Okay. No. Okay. Vanessa?
Yes.
Yes. Eleanor? Eleanor?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Eric?
Yes.
Are you yes? Did you say yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Avelia's not here. Lily?
Yes.
Sean, Matt?
No.
No. Okay, Myla.
Pass.
Yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Aki.
No.
No. Carol.
No.
Susan Young. No. Okay, I've got a pass for Myla.
I don't know. What's the count? Can you tell me the count?
7 and 6.
Okay, so 2, 3.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
This is Myla. I vote no.
Okay, you vote no. It's so. Aki confirming what the vote is, then is it 7-7?
Yes, it's a tie.
Okay, so that fails then.
Okay.
Unless someone has abstained and changes their mind?
Nobody abstained. One person passed.
And the vote then has
been
voted.
Taken.
Okay, so.
Excuse me, your second motion.
Okay, yeah, the
order
second
of the
motion.
Day.
Yeah, my second motion is, and let me suggest that at the end of this conversation, that we call for a next meeting, and we devote that meeting to recommendations about how to improve the elections, and that we seek input from people like other PNB members. Such as what James Baggert gave us. Okay, my second motion is to that comments regarding the performance of the NES for the 2023 election process be sent directly by any members of the elections committee who wish to provide comments to the ED on a confidential basis. Side note, that's in lieu of having an executive session discussion about her performance. So let me read that again. Comments regarding the performance of the NES for the 2023 election process be sent directly by any members of the elections committee who wish to provide comments to the ED on a confidential basis.
Discussion? Okay. James? Is that a legacy or
a question?
Yeah.
Point of information? Your suggestion that anyone, make suggestions confidentially to the ED, might it be extended not just to the elections committee, but to other people as well?
Well, I'm sure that people are free to do that, but this is I'm trying to see what it is that the elections committee itself will do, and we were talking about holding an executive session review of the NES performance. That would be the executive committee only, and only those who'd signed NDAs. We're not holding that. So I just wanted to encourage, if you will, people from the elections committee to share their review. To share their comments with the ED so that we can move forward with that process and it gets done.
Okay. Any more questions? Any objections to this motion?
my motion that I made at the last meeting that was going to be addressed at about this time, I understood, that we have a group formed to add to that list and that group be open to non-election committee members. Is that going to be, addressed? And second question.
Has my motion been dealt with first? Is there any objection to it? And then we come to the next motion.
Right,
I'm trying to check this for the minutes. So there's no objection to my motion?
Another question with your motion. Is your motion including that we need an executive session?
No, it is not.
I object. This is Myla.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to note one objection.
I do object.
Okay, Elno and Myra. All right, I'm going to note that there are two objections.
Then call the question.
Okay,
it's already been called. It was
okay. Okay, we can vote on it.
Well, it just got unpassed.
Okay.
Orders of the day. I thought this meeting is a 2-hour meeting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. So should we take a vote on this one and then adjourn? Right. Decide on another, on the next meeting date and then adjourn?
I move to extend time sufficient to conduct the vote.
Okay.
And no more. Thank
you. I think at the end we need to take the vote anyway. So
at the next meeting.
Okay, so we're taking the vote now. You vote yes, you support my motion, for members of the committee to send their confidential, and I can read it again, comments regarding the performance of the NES for the 2023 election process be sent directly by any members of the elections committee who wish to provide comments to the ED on a confidential basis. Teresa.
Yes.
Violetta.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes, please.
Vanessa. Vanessa, I can't hear you. Okay, next. Eleanor.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
You're saying no?
I am.
Okay, great. Eleanor?
No.
Eric?
Abstain.
Lily?
Yes.
Matt?
Yes.
Myla?
No.
Okay.
John Rhodes?
Yes.
Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Aki?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Susan? Yes. So the count is, I don't think we've got any passes. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. Let's see, 3 no's and 1 abstention.
Great.
Can you repeat that? You. Can you repeat the tally again? How many?
10 yes. 10 yes, 3 no, and 1 abstention.
Thank you.
Okay. I propose that the next meeting be January 17th, Wednesday.
I object.
Okay. Any other objection?
Yeah, I was wondering about if we could just wait till February. Do we need to meet in January?
I had the opposite objection. I think it should be in a week.
Well,
Sorry. the LSB, my LSB meets in a week, so.
We're gonna have,
may I be heard? This is Myla.
Yeah, go ahead, Myra.
I'm wondering whether anyone would be amenable to any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is the day that I have a show on KPFK starting during the beginning of these meetings. And I would I would ask that perhaps we could meet on a Saturday or some other day of the week.
I'd be open to meeting this Saturday.
Well, I don't know about this Saturday, but a Saturday.
Well, KCSA has a delegate assembly on the 13th, so it can't be that Saturday.
Carol Wolfley's got her hand up.
Go ahead, Carol.
My proposal is that we go ahead and there may be new people coming onto this committee. The PMB is going to be having their elections. I think that it would be behoove us to wait until the first week in February to have the next meeting. And people are going to be sending their comments. We're going to find out more about the budget. I think we need to wait a little bit.
This is Sean for the stack.
Go ahead, Sean.
Teresa for the stack.
For the reasons that were just stated, I come to a different conclusion. Because new people are going to be coming on and new directors will be in place, this body, as it's currently constituted, won't be able to have a meeting and get the same input. It'll be a different set of folks if we wait until February. So that's why we should meet on the 17th.
Yeah, Sean, the other thing is that, well, this is a recommendation of the 2023 committee to the 2024. So, and then PNB is meeting on the 18th. So we have all of the inputs basically summarized. So all we need to do is to basically approve that. So we can do that on the 17th, the Wednesday. I realize that not everybody can make it, but any date you have, we have been making all our meetings on Wednesdays. So I think that it makes sense to keep that pattern, even though, you know, some people might not be able to fit in that. But as a body of 15 people, I think that Wednesday, the 17th would probably be the best, at least for this particular committee. Anyway, that's my input. Any other comments?
Aki, can I say something? Jack?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
I just wanted to say I thought the recommendations were sound and pressing clear, direct, okay. Important. I felt that the committee did a good job crafting them. I believe the suggestion today was good, but kind of like it's hard to get, you know, many people to make comments about something they may not know as much about as maybe we do. And we've been watching this for a year. This is a very good thing we did. So, I think the comment in the chat has to be somewhat, referenced, just a little bit like, the nomination does need to be refocused. And it's not necessarily changing the bylaws. What we have to do is update our processes. We're living in a much different world now than maybe the bylaws are written for. So thank you very much, everybody. And I think what that was just stated, that I may not be coming back to the next committee after that next meeting. So I thought it was a good experience, and I really enjoyed working with people to work together.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that, Jack.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Positive results is what you get, and positive results is what I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the main thing is that we will come up with a recommendation one way or the other. And then if we can meet on the 17th and approve, that'd be great. But that'd be the only item on the agenda. Well, and Eleanor has said,
yes,
a motion that we can address also. All right. So
motion to adjourn.
Without any further ado, let's adjourn. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. That need to be addressed, not just one.
So, Eleanor, okay. Would you do me a favor and send those to me?
Yeah. Just send it to,
send it Susan. To me and I'll get them on the agenda, okay?
Thank you.
Susan?
Okay.
Susan, may I ask for a point of information?
Sure. Go ahead, Teresa.
So, let me clarify. You want anyone who has concerns about the NES, sends an email to the ED, and her email is?
I'll send out what the appropriate email would be for this, okay?
Okay, yeah, and then and the subject line, too.
Okay.
Point of order, could we say, instead of concerns, say comments or feedback?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty issue. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So we'll be looking for an email from you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Aki.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Hard work.